Have you heard of the Tasmanian Leaders Program? It's been around for nearly 20 years. Maybe you've taken part in it. If you have, get in touch. 1300 222 936. We'd love to know more about your experience. The program is supported by the state government and is aimed at high potential leaders wanting to transform their leadership capacity. Applications for the 2026 program close next week, and we thought we'd have a chat with one of the participants to get an idea of what it's like and what it's all about. Joining me in the studio is Naomi Jones-Black, a Director of Organisational Change at the Department of Justice. Good morning, Naomi.
Hey, Tracy. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in. How did you come to apply to be part of this program?
Look, the Tasmanian Leaders Program is a very well-known leadership program.
It's just me who hasn't heard of it.
Well, you've only been back 3 years.
I've only been back a few years.
Yeah, coming up to its 20th year, it's a flagship leadership program for the state. So very, very well-known. Pretty competitive to get into, but, you know, so it was on my bucket list. I've been here 18 years and it's been on my bucket list pretty much the whole time.
Fantastic. What sort of things or what's it? It sounds pretty intense when I was reading about it. What is involved in this program?
Yeah, it is intense. So the program itself, the way it's structured, it runs over a whole year. There are three residential programs that you go to. So off-site, we move around the state. And then there is a monthly get-together of 2 or 3 days, again, around the state. And really, that means that we get to go and experience different parts of the state and really understand the key drivers and from an economic and social issues point of view in those locations.
How is this different to other education like an MBA?
Well, it's tailored to Tasmania.
Right.
Which that's what makes it special, I think, because we are doing leadership development, absolutely, and very contemporary leadership development as well. Looking at things like adaptive leadership, and how we can be adapting as a state to the global challenges that we have. And there's a certain way of leadership that needs for our state. And so it is a leadership program, but it's a Tasmanian Leaders Program.
Okay. What makes it uniquely Tasmanian then? Is it looking at issues that we are dealing with and trying to come up with solutions? Just trying to get an idea of, okay, when you come out of this, what do you want to be? Almost like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. Well, a leader is what people want to be when they grow up.
Yeah.
And it's about, it's learning about Tassie, those really wide perspectives on the regions and the skills and capabilities that are required in Tasmania today and in the future to position the state well. So it's really brought up a whole generation of leaders who are stepping up in the Tasmanian context for now and into the future.
Do we have any famous leaders that have gone from this course? No idea. If you know someone who's done this training and is well known in the community now, let me know. 1300 222 936. You have a high level position at the Department of Justice. What have you learned, or how have you grown this year, and how are you applying that to your job?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a change management specialist, and I work at the local and global level. Having published 3 change management books as well. So I've worked in the public sector for 7 years. For me, it's been, there's certainly there's 3 levels there's to this program. There's the Tassie aspect, there's the learning about leadership where we're looking at global polarities, et cetera. And there's also the self-development, which is huge. That aspect of leading others is rooted in leading yourself and having that really conscious self-awareness of my emotional intelligence, my impact on others. And for me, there's a concept that we learn in the Tasmanian Leaders Program called vertical and horizontal development. And the model is on the horizontal plane, you're learning things like skills, knowledge, and that's where like your MBAs might come in.
Yep.
And on the vertical development, it's very much about self-awareness, consciousness, you know, you're having that aspect of self-development.
Mm.
Yeah, so really fascinating. And for me, that's been the big learning this year on the horizontal, the vertical development.
The stuff that you've need to work on, that you've worked on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And your thinking in regards to how to lead.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So it's who am I? It's maturity as a person. Yeah, which sounds very simple, but it's absolutely fundamental to how we lead and how we can lead. The more mature we are as leaders, the greater impact that we can have with the people that we're leading, and then with our organisations, then with our society. So going out, you know, with that impact on...
It's got that ripple effect.
Yeah, the ripple effect, absolutely.
Mm, mm. Well put. 12 minutes to 7 on 936 ABC Radio Hobart. We're talking about the Tasmanian Leaders Program. Applications close next week. Naomi Jones-Black is a participant in the program. Can you tell me a little bit about the cohort and how that also helps with the learning? Because it's quite diverse, isn't it?
It is quite diverse, and that is something quite deliberate by the Tasmanian Leaders Program. They really want participants to broaden their viewpoint and to be challenged on their own worldview, on their own biases. And to do that, they put in a high degree of diversity into every year's cohort. Mm. And it is fascinating. And knowing that as a participant going in, that they've curated a certain set of people who are going to challenge each other.
Yeah.
And if anyone's on listening who have been on the course, they realise, will know that can be quite challenging at times, having your viewpoints.
Your worldview challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But so good for you.
Yes.
So good for you.
How to manage it is important.
Yeah.
As a leader.
That's right.
Not everyone's always going to agree with you, are they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, who would you encourage to apply?
I encourage any emerging and even established leader who wants to be challenged, who wants to investigate their place not only in leadership but in Tassie, because there is a need for good leadership, continued good leadership in our state. We have fundamental social and economic issues that need to be worked on, and we need people to step up and to come and work on them.
So what are you going to be working on next, do you think?
Well, through the program I met someone who is at the University of Tasmania, and we're in discussions about a PhD.
All right.
On a change management topic. I have to apply for it yet, so it's not a thing yet.
Yeah.
And continued leadership in the change management space for the Department of Justice, for the Tasmanian State Service, and also for wider industry and business on how we lead and manage change well.
Yeah, wonderful. So nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Tracy. An absolute pleasure.
Naomi Jones-Black, 2025 participant in the Tasmanian Leaders Program and Director of Organisational Change at the Department of Justice. For more information on the program, if you'd like to apply, tasmanianleaders.org.au, and applications close mid-next week.